Assalamu alaikum
Hello.
And welcome back to How's Alive.
I have to do it.
Doesn't want me to do the episode.
The show where we give you an inside look into our lives here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas. Haydar.
Haydar. This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali. And when you come to the holy city of Qom, there are certain things that people do because of the culture slash language barrier. What? That make you feel like they are offending you, or they're being rude, or they are cheating you when they're not. Like, for example, when you walk into a shop, yeah, and you say, hey, do you have these cookies? And the guy just goes...
No, they do. Yeah. They do like this. Yeah.
Right.
You know, small five-year-old girls do that?
Yeah.
Like, Iranian friend I have, her daughter, if you ask, do you want cookies? She's like, I'm like, that's so rude.
I know.
So I didn't know that.
When I was new here, yeah, everybody was, like, the guy was just doing this to me in the shop, and I was like, why are you doing this to me? I'm a paying customer, be nice to me. I didn't say that, but I felt like, why is everybody being rude to me? But it's not rude for them. It's just like shaking your head. It's just like completely normal in Iranian culture to do that. It's not considered rude. So yeah, okay, so last episode we told you that we're going to give you an inside look into our
new house.
So
it's exciting. I like talking about this home stuff, you know. It's really exciting for me.
So we are packing. Well,
okay, so basically it's morning time for us right now. It's around I think 10 a.m. and I'm up and I've just been doing lots of work. This is all the packing that's done for the shifting.
Yeah. We should show them the mess. Let's show them the mess.
We have 1 hour to do all of this. See, no, we don't have time. We don't have time to film House of Life.
Look at all this stuff.
And this is what she does when we're not looking. She starts eating lotion. Does this look like bath time to you?
Okay, so I've just gone to the new house. And I've picked up the keys. So I've got the keys
now.
It's 6:30. The moving people...
It's 7 actually.
7. The moving people are coming in exactly an hour. That means we have no time.
Look.
We need to move all of this stuff into that room so we can hoover
things. Oh my god, there's so much work to do. We just hoovered this entire place. And we're getting the stuff in this room. And my daughter, look at her poor baby.
So this is the moving van.
So basically, our house is almost empty. You can see these workers have come to help us. And that's Brother Anthony. And the kitchen is completely empty. Muzaffar is extremely tired because he's been working. And let me show you the room. Room is empty, mashallah. So tomorrow we're going to the new house, inshallah, now checking it out. And then we're gonna come back tomorrow and clean up this place so that the other renters who are gonna come, they will have a decent place to stay. We just came back to the old house and literally cleaned it up completely. As you can see, the floor is done. We just rinsed it, like cleaned it with water completely. And our friends, Muzaffar's friends, are helping him. And we're just done in like until 5-10 minutes.
So today it's with a heavy heart that we say bye-bye to this place.
Yeah.
We've had some good times. And Allahu A'lam. Sometimes when you're living in Iran, in the holy city of Qom, certain things happen and you end up getting a bad impression of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
How did it all start first? Why did we move?
So basically, our sahib khane, the landlord, he was like...
They didn't say it directly, but then we lived in the
to
basement.
To be honest, he said it very politely.
Yeah,
he was like,
did.
It would be better
so
if
we
you
lived. Yeah, we lived in the basement. So we just had a talk and then they said it's better if you guys go because, you know. So we decided, okay, fine. We will leave.
Our old landlord wasn't giving back our deposit for the longest time. And we were just like, why is he cheating us, right? And he kept on saying, so he rings me in the middle of the night, right? I'm having dinner with Seda and with my friends, right? And he's like, Ashkalas, and you, it's rubbish. We need to throw it away and you need to pay for a new one, basically, yeah. Right? And I was like, I started telling him on the phone that, hey, why are you shouting at me? And he started saying, hey, I'm not shouting. It's just really loud over here. I want to be heard. And I thought he was just lying. So then I got even angry and I was like, I'm never coming to the house again. I just want my deposit
said,
now.
He said, don't. He's like telling him on the phone, don't do this. Don't forget us and stuff. And he's like, no.
Wait, so what happened is, I saw what he was talking about, the kitchen appliances that we had bought. Now, you guys might not remember it, but here it is. We showed it to you. But it turned out that the one that I had bought and replaced his old one with was, in fact, ashqal. It was rubbish. It was just garbage. It was chipwood. It was breaking apart. And that's what he was trying to tell me on the phone, and I didn't understand it. So this is one instance where I just felt really embarrassed and I felt really sorry, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I'll pay for it. And
we did.
And we did.
We compromised and we said, okay, let's be fair, because we're students here as well. You take this much, get a new one, you put half, and it was sorted, alhamdulillah.
What time is it?
Okay, so it is 5 a.m. We've just prayed our
first Fajr in the new house.
Fajr prayers.
It was lunar eclipse today, and the baby's not sleeping, and the moon is absolutely beautiful today. Okay, so basically, it's the first day in the house, and
ta-da!
Yeah, ta-da, look at us.
Check this out, guys. Switch off the lights. We can still see each other.
Whatever, guys, just ignore
sunlight.
Him. But like,
so we're having our first breakfast in your new house, and I set up a connection, but gas connection, it has two outlets, so I've covered one up with plastic. Now, please don't attempt to do anything like this unless you know what you're doing. I've done work like this before with my dad, so I kind of understood it. Anyway, when you're living in Iran, there's loads of like these new things that you're not used to, like for example, the gas connection.
Okay, Muzaffar just come back from work, but we got him this desk that has shelves, so he's really excited to arrange them.
So this is what you're going to need when you're a Hausa student. It's been 4 years.
Humble Hausa students sit on the floor and study.
And I haven't actually had a proper desk. So now these are all going to be my course books. This is an extracurricular. And this is notebooks and things like that where I've kept those up. But yeah, no, if you can't get yourself a proper desk, it is going to be more difficult because your books will be all over the place. It will be difficult for you to... You'll be keeping your books in a box like this. And if
your daughter will be taking them out every time.
If Allah doesn't provide you with a desk, then, you know, it's going to be more of a struggle. It might actually be better for you. Because, you know, the greater the struggle, the greater the reward. Now let me eat my sandwich.
Did we show the cupboard? I tried to sort it out, but it didn't work. So we got this solution, which Muzaffar is right now cleaning and making the white thing go away, the entire flooring. And it's a bit like, it has a strong smell. It's like a bleach kind of acid thing, right?
They call it man.
Yeah. First meal in this house. Vegetarian.
Okay, so when you're a Hausa student, you need to, if you can afford it, have a good pair of wheels. A car is better because there's less risk of you.
Safer.
Yeah, it's much safer. We've had a few crashes and they've been traumatic experiences. The roads in Qom are notoriously dangerous. Read out the proceedings.
We have done the big stuff. Now we're just trying to look at the small things. Like these are dividers for the cupboard for Doha. So instead of buying baskets, I'm going to buy baskets for 12 tomorrow. So I'm getting like two dividers so that we're completely done. Her very nicely divided her tissues.
How much were they in the other shop?
20, and here it's 12. You know why? Because it's a cheaper area.
So we're trying to figure out what to put in the main wall in our front room. And we looked around for lots of decoration and stuff, but we couldn't think of anything. So now we're going to do a painting.
And she is being so.
So there's lots of great art shops in Qom.
So what are you doing, Muzaffar? Okay, here's one top. So basically my lovely husband is doing some, he's setting up the lamp
because he's really good at this kind of work. He has a humongous toolbox which he keeps all his stuff. And
well, I used to do a lot of work like this for my dad, and it's just helpful when you're a Harvard student to be a little bit of a handyman. And I am a bit of a handyman, despite what Seda tries to tell you. But the point is, you know, there's little tidbit jobs that you need to do around the house. Fix this. This is broken. The toaster needs to be fixed, etc.
Toilet is getting clogged.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. You're gonna have to get in there with a plunger and try yourself before you pay somebody to.
Yeah.
Do as much as you can around the house.
The lot of times we've done it ourselves.
So now we're trying to set up your house bed.
Allah, I don't know how we're in this house, alhamdulillah.
And we weren't expecting it at all. For us, this is a big deal.
This house means a lot to us because we grew as a couple, you know. We started off with nothing. And obviously, we don't own the house. Inshallah, Allah wants us, I don't know, we'll have our own house.
One day
in
you can make us completely poor again. One day you can make
us. We can go
kings
back to Sharia
Qumaydiyah,
maybe. I don't know.
Like, whatever. Like, Allah does whatever He wants. It doesn't matter. Like,
what?
Negativity. Just get rid of it, alright? These.
Get rid of
it. Especially when it comes
positive,
to.
Think about the positive. Think about the people who have nothing. Yeah. And be happy what we do. What, be thankful to Allah. He will give you much more. And obviously, don't be thankful to Allah if you're in need of more. But just be thankful to Him. Inshallah, if it's good for you, you will get more. And don't be greedy in life. Money is temporary. You have it one day, it will go one day. What matters is your deeds, your amal.
Mm.
That's what's really important.
The Holy Quran in Surah Fajr, it says that those, when Allah bestows a bounty upon them, they say, Rabbi Akraman, my Lord has honored me. And when Allah takes away their rizq, or He takes away that honor, they say, Rabbi Ahanan, my Lord has forsaken me, or He's dishonored
me. Yes,
bad
thing. Don't, if Allah is not giving something, don't be like, He's upset with you. He's not upset with
he's
you.
Not
he's
upset
testing
with you.
You.
He's testing
he's
you.
He's seeing you, how you react. That way, a lot of people start thinking that, oh, He's testing me, He doesn't love me anymore, I have done a sin.
A Muslim
might be that case as well. We did something wrong, but it's not like that all the time.
A believer, a Muslim, is not supposed to change in accordance to
his
how
wealth.
Wealthy he is or how much of rizq Allah is giving him. He's supposed to be the same. You know, if Allah does something bad to me, or if something bad happens to me in life, not Allah doing it, but if something bad happens to me in life, I'm going to say Alhamdulillah. And if something good happens to me, I'm going to say Alhamdulillah. It doesn't change. Right? And then in that same surah, Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. Right? Soul who art at rest, the self-assured soul. And they say that that refers to Imam Hussein. Return to your Lord, pleased with Him, and He is pleased with you. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he proved that, look, all of these trials and tribulations of Karbala, to that degree he suffered, to that degree he was tested, but he never once felt like his Lord had forsaken him.
This is Agha Ahmadi. He's our Sahib Khone, our landlord, and he's making some kebabs. A late night barbecue on the roof with them. They're just a lovely family.
And that's all we have time for today. Inshallah, we will see you in the next episode. For my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And for my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. هوای هرچی درده کسی ندیدم اینجا که نامید برگرده